Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, June 3rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 59 years ago, today in 1965, Ed White emerged from the orbital spacecraft Gemini 4 and became the first American astronaut to walk in space. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 66 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:08. It looks like we're in for mostly clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 77 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 55. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 6 with a low tide at 0:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 72 and east wind, 5 to 9 mile per hour. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 79. Thursday has a chance of showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 75. Showers are expected Thursday night with a low around 64. Friday has a chance of showers and will be partly sunny with a high near 79. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Harvard University has decided its leaders will refrain from making official statements on social or political issues unless they directly impact the university's core functions. This new policy, endorsed by the Harvard Corporation, aims to maintain focus on academic freedom and open research. The change follows recent campus tensions and emphasizes that university leaders should only speak on topics within their institutional expertise. This move seeks to foster a more inclusive environment and clear communication within the community. Now on to sports. The NFL is set to enhance its officiating with new technology. An electronic system for measuring first downs will be tested in preseason games and might be used in regular season games soon. Additionally, instant replay will play a larger role in officiating, helping officials with roughing the passer, intentional grounding, and late hits out of bounds. While a sky judge system remains off the table, these steps aim to improve accuracy and efficiency in officiating, addressing past challenges, and fostering fairer gameplay. In local sports, the Red Sox at home lost to the Tigers 8-4. It was their first Sunday loss of the season. Tonight, the Sox are off and await the arrival of the Atlanta Braves for a quick two-game series starting Tuesday night at Fenway Park. In top news, in more news coming out of Cambridge, Harvard University, which already has nearly $50 billion in cash reserves, has just received a $20 million donation from investor Joseph Bay and his wife, novelist Janice Lee. This gift, intended for the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, comes just before alumni reunion celebrations. They, a new member of Harvard's governing board, and Lee aim to support financial aid and the humanities. This significant donation follows a period of decreased contributions after the October Hamas attack on Israel and subsequent controversy over Harvard's response to anti-Semitism. The couple, both 1994 graduates, have contributed $140 million to Harvard over the years. Interesting. In business news, Skydance Media has revised its offer to acquire Sherry Redstone's, National Amusements, and merge with Paramount Global, proposing to buy non-voting Paramount shares at about $15 each, a 26% premium. The deal, still under negotiation, involves Skydance and its backers contributing funds to buy out National Amusements and inject cash into Paramount, aiding debt reduction. The deal follows opposition from non-voting shareholders and Paramount's recent CEO departure. This transaction would mark a significant shift for Paramount, which has been controlled by the Redstone family for decades. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $68,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $163. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Alexander Graham Bell once challenged the scientific community to measure a smell. Today, advances in machine olfaction are meeting this challenge using sensors and machine learning to identify and interpret odors. Despite the complexity of human smell with 400 types of receptor cells, researchers have made significant progress. Initiatives like the Dream Olfaction Prediction Challenge and the Perfume Project have expanded datasets, enabling breakthroughs with deep learning models. These developments promise applications in personalized fragrances, better insect repellents, disease detection, and enhanced augmented reality, heralding a bright future for digitized smell technology. And in entertainment news, Netflix's new release, Hitman, starring Glenn Powell, opened in a few theaters before its streaming debut on June 7th. Despite Netflix's efforts to market these limited theatrical releases, the real buzz comes from streaming. While Netflix promotes its movies as being in theaters, the impact is minimal compared to traditional studio releases. Critics argue this strategy stifles potential theatrical hits and diminishes movie culture, emphasizing the need for mid-level successes to sustain the industry. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the aeronautical engineer, astronaut, and first American to walk in space, Ed White. He said, "A good man's life is never quite ended. Something of it always remains to touch and illuminate others' lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.